Seven Kavos Parakeet Aleph Mishnah Gimel Nafalu Mayim Tmeim V'Shaza Torah. Tell me, this Mishnah continues to discuss a mikvah. There's more than Revius and less than Arbam saw. In Mishnah Aleph, we discuss what would happen if somebody that was tummy drank from the mikvah. And in Mishnah Beis, we discuss if you fill up water from this mikvah with a kli tummy. Now the Mishnah discusses what happens if water that is tummy falls in the mikvah. And the din is the same as we saw in Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Aleph in the cases where he filled up water from this mikvah with a kli tummy, or somebody that's tummy drank from the mikvah. In all three cases, the din is that if some maskets man falls into the mikvah, and then somebody with tar drinks from the mikvah, the person who is tar becomes tummy, as maybe some of the water that he drank contained a drop of water that was tummy that had fallen into the mikvah. Naflu mayim tmei umila bekli tar tummy. And so too, if mayim tmei fell into the mikvah, and then subsequently somebody filled up water with this mikvah with a kli tar, that kli becomes tummy, as maybe some of the water you filled up in that kli tar contained a drop of mayim tmei that had fallen into the mikvah, and that mayim tmei would be mitamei the kli. Naflu mayim tmei v'nafal kikah shotruma midia tamei v'imlo idia tar. If mayim tmei fell into the mikvah subsequently, a loaf of bread, a truma, fell into the mikvah. If you rinsed off that loaf of bread with the water, then it is tummy. As we explained in the previous two Mishnayot, that which we said, that when you pour out water from the mikvah, that water is mekabel tuma. That's only if you want that water. So therefore, in the case where he rinsed off the kikash or truma, he obviously wanted the water. So maybe when he rinsed off that water, some of the water that he used to rinse it off contained a drop of mayim tmei that had fallen into the mikvah, and that mayim tmei would be mitame the kikah. But if he didn't rinse off the kikah or trumas, he didn't want the water that you put out of the mikvah, so therefore that water is not mekabel tuma. So even if some of the water that you used to rinse off the kikah or truma contains a drop of mayim tmei that had fallen into the mikvah, that drop of mayim tmei would be batal in the rest of the water. And since the rest of the water is not mekabel tuma, the drop of water that's tame would be batal in that water, and it would be unable to be mitame the kikah. Rabbi Shimon, I'm a bench idea, bench low idea, tummy. Rabbi Shimon, not only does he argue in this mission, but he argues in the case of the previous two Mishnayos as well, as the Dinim and all three Mishnayos are the same. It doesn't make a difference whether somebody was tummy drank from the mikvah, or he used a kli tummy to pull out water from the mikvah, or in this mission we're discussing if mayim tmei fell into the mikvah. In all three cases, the din is the same. And Rabbi Shimon argues in all three cases that if mayim tmei would fall into the mikvah, or you would fill up from the mikvah with a kli tummy, or somebody with tummy drank from the mikvah, and then subsequently a kikach or truma fell into the mikvah. Rabbi Shimon says whether or not you rinse off that kikach or truma with water from the mikvah, that kikach or truma becomes tummy. And according to Rabbi Shimon, even in the case where you didn't rinse off the kikach or truma, so you don't want the water, so the water is not mekabel tuma. So we would say that even if some of that water is mayim tmei that has fallen into the mikvah, that water would be batal in the mayim taharim. But according to Rabbi Shimon, we still have to be afraid that maybe the only water that would be left in the kikar is a mayim tmei. Maybe the rest of the water already dripped off, and the only water on this kikar or tumah is a mayim tmei. So in that case, even though normally the mayim tmei is batal in the mayim taharim, but since there's no longer any mayim taharim, it all dripped off into the mikvah, so now the mayim tmei that's on this kikar will be mitame the kikar. According to Rabbi Shimon, we have to be concerned for such a scenario, even though it's unlikely. Well, according to the Tanakhama, we don't have to be concerned that the only mayim on this kikar is a mayim tmei. That's extremely unlikely. Rather, we should assume that the mayim tmei that is on this kikar would be batal in the mayim taharim, that is, together with it. If a corpse fell into the pool water, or somebody that is tummy walked through the water, and after that, somebody who is tar drank from the water, the person who is tar remains tar, he does not become tummy from drinking from the water. Now, this water is not mekabel tuma. The pool water, caused by that you have not taken any of the water out, cannot become tummy. So therefore, even though a corpse fell into it or somebody with tummy walks through it, the water does not become tummy. So if somebody is tar drank from the water, he would remain tar. The din of this mission and the din that we had in the previous mission is applied to water that is pool water, or water that is in a well, or water that is in a ditch, a long and narrow ditch, it's called a siyah, or water that is in a cave, a square covered well, it's called a ma'ara. These didn't apply to all these things. If they have between a revius and 40 saw, then they have the same din as the megabon, the pool water that we were discussing from the beginning of the parak until now. Meitam tzius shapasku umikvo she'en behen arbam. So these dinim also apply to meitam tzius, to the pool that formed on the bottom of the mountain. Water was streaming down the mountain. Now the water is no longer streaming down the mountain, but a pool had formed on the bottom of the mountain. The dinim that we had in the previous Mishnah applies to this pool that had formed on the bottom of the mountain if it had less than 40. So then the dinim is that the water is not mekabel tuma, but if some of the water is drawn out from the pool, then it would be mekabel tuma. And so too, these dinim apply also to a mikvah that had less than 40. So if it had more than revias and less than 40 saw, then these dinim would apply. That if you pull some of the water out from the mikvah, it would be mekabel tuma. B'shatak shamim hakol tor. All these mikvahs and wells that we mentioned over here, during the rainy season, they are considered tar. During the rainy season, people don't go out much. We don't have to be concerned that maybe somebody that was tummy drank from the water or filled up from the water with a kli. That is tummy. Pasku hagishamim. But if the rain has stopped, the rainy season is over. Hakroizim le'ir u'l'darach tmeim. Any of these wells or ditches that are close to a city or the road have to be considered tummy. They have to be concerned that maybe somebody tummy drank from the water or filled up from the water with a kli that's tummy. Rechaikin tahirim achiyahachu ro'bniyot. So those wells or ditches or pools that are far away from a city or the road, they would be considered tar even after the rainy season, unless a rope and a autumn passed by. If a lot of people passed by, there was a caravan that passed by the well of the ditch, in such a case, it would have to be considered tamei. Maybe some of those people were tamei and drank from the water.